I have been granted the unenviable opportunity of making this announcement this morning on the basis of some information that I received yesterday in our Student Coordinating Council meeting. Especially in light of the type of school that we take pride in here, a school dedicated to Christianity, to truth, to honesty, to concern for our fellow man, this information is particularly upsetting to me, especially as it's very inconsistent with these principles which we pride ourselves in. In connection with a recent assignment, class assignment, these materials have been found missing from the library. In the Religious Education magazine, volume 60, pages 482 through 484 have been removed. In the Harper's Bible Dictionary, pages 231 through 234 have been removed. And in the Interpreter's Dictionary of the Bible, volume 2, pages 441 through 450 have been removed. Upon discussing this in the meeting yesterday, we found out that this is not the only case of this happening by any means. In the preaching series of sermons in the library, in the Morrison series, and in Spurgeon's sermons, there are several sermons torn out of the volumes, just ripped out at the binding. And this is not to mention the numerous books that are missing from the library, nor to mention the many cases of plagiarism that have occurred already this year. These things were particularly upsetting to me and to us as members of the SCC. You may be interested to know that there is a subcommittee under the Ethics Committee of the SCC now studying this problem and studying just what can be done about the honesty and integrity of the students of Southeastern Seminary, particularly in relation to reference material in the library and in reference to plagiarism. I think, though, that before anything can be done officially, whether as a part of this organization, your student organization, or through the administration, it's going to take a real commitment on the part of the student body against this sort of behavior, a genuine integrity. And it'll only be as you and I take part individually in influencing the people around us or ourselves as we do these things that we can stop this sort of behavior. Mutilating the materials in the library seemed to me to be quite beneath any form of ministerial ethic. And I think that any of these particular acts would be quite beneath the concern for our fellow man, or the concern for truth, or the concern for honesty, which we hope to display here at Southeastern Seminary.
In light of the just mentioned facts, I don't think any of us would disagree that prayerful concern on the part of us as a corporate body is certainly at this time not inappropriate. Thou art my God, and I will give thanks to thee. Thou art my God, I will extol thee. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. The effectiveness of this student chapel service depends entirely upon you. You are invited at this time to participate through the media of music, of corporate prayer, and of individual prayer in this service of worship.
I call upon thee, O Lord, make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to thee. Let my prayer be counted as incense before thee, and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds in company with men who work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let a good man strike or rebuke me in kindness, but let the oil of the wicked never anoint my head, for my prayer is continually against their wicked deeds. When they are given over to those who shall condemn them, then they shall learn that the word of the Lord is true. As a rock which one cleaves and shatters on the land, so shall their bones be strewn at the mouth of Sheol. But my eyes are toward thee, O Lord God. In thee I seek refuge. Leave me not defenseless. Keep me from the trap which they have laid for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked together fall into their own nets while I escape. Let us everyone pray. Our Father, who art closer than our hands and our feet and our very breathing, incline thine ear as we lift our prayers to thee today. We are grateful for the blessings of life. We have been fed and clothed, and we have friends. And above all, we know our friend and our Lord Jesus Christ. O God, forgive our selfishness. We have forgotten those who are hungry and those who are naked and those who have no friends. And we have withheld from them the one friend that they could know, even Jesus Christ. Be with these today. But even more, help us to go to thy people with expressions of thy love. Our Heavenly Father, as we study and work in this place, help us that we might achieve completeness, even oneness in thee, realizing that the world is looking at us and that they are measuring thy church by the standards that we are setting. Oh God, forgive us. Forgive us our evil ways. And help us to be determined that we are going to live up to the standards that thou hast set. Teach us of love, and in loving, help us to be ever open to all truth from whatever quarters. Give us a deep, concerned love for each of our fellows, and make us ever aware that we must answer to thee. Above all, teach us to love him who taught us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, whoever you are, when you judge another. For in passing judgment upon him, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, are doing the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who do such things. Do you suppose, O man, that when you judge those who do such things and yet do them yourself, you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you presume upon the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience? Do you not know that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But by your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. For he will render to every man according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek. For God shows no partiality. Let us pray. May we pray for someone who is very near and dear to us.
You, my friends, were called to be free men. Only do not turn your freedom into license for your lower nature, but be servants one to another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in a single commandment: love your neighbor as yourself. But if you go on fighting one another tooth and nail, all you can expect is mutual destruction. I mean this: if you are guided by the Spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of your lower nature. That nature sets its desires against the Spirit, while the Spirit fights against it. They are in conflict with one another, so that what you will to do, you cannot do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Anyone can see the kind of behavior that belongs to the lower nature: fornication, impurity, indecency, idolatry and sorcery, quarrels and contentious temper, envy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, party intrigues and jealousies, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who behave in such ways will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the harvest of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fidelity, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law dealing with such things as these. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the lower nature with its passions and desires. If the Spirit is the source of our life, let the Spirit also direct our course. We must not be conceited, challenging one another to rivalry, jealous of one another. Now let us enter into a period of silent prayer for ourselves. Father, for thy graciousness and goodness in hearing our prayers, we thank thee. We acknowledge our need and our sin, and we seek thy forgiveness. Give us during this time of meditation wisdom that we might distinguish in our thoughts and our lives between the truth and falsehood, between the truth and the trivial. And may this time of meditation continue beyond these moments into the life of this day. We ask through Jesus Christ, our Lord.